Do you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics has it that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for: one, fresh graduates, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles will be applicable. And also, young professionals, experienced hires will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduates and even experienced hires, young professionals, will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. Now, welcome back. On today's episode of the podcast, we're going to be considering something very intriguing. And that subject is called, would you hire you? Interesting, right? Would you hire you? Okay, now let's flip it over. If you were the hiring manager and you had an opportunity to hire just one candidate out of many others, and your own resume, I mean your CV, is not presented before the hiring manager, and you are the recruiter and you are the judge and jury in your own case, would you hire yourself? Would you give yourself the job? Now, I don't want you to be sentimental in this scenario. Don't be sentimental at all. Try to be as honest as possible. There's a universal hiring rule that says that an employer will hire any individual as long as the employer is convinced that the hiring will bring more value than costs. That's the universal hiring rule. So an employer would definitely hire any individual as long as that employer is convinced that the individual will bring more value than cost. So I ask you, are you a value center or are you a cost center? Will you hire you? I know it's very intriguing. It's something that most of you will pause over. The way your CV is, would you really hire you? Can your CV pass the 30 seconds recruiter check? Now, if you go for that interview, can you really answer the question, can you tell me about yourself? Can you try it now? Can you take a pause? Assume you are the hiring manager and ask yourself, can you tell me about yourself? What would you say? Would you go off on like someone that says, my name is Jegede Olowu. I have an HND in marketing from Ambrose and Lee University. I am this, I am that. I am a team player, I am that, blah, blah, blah. Or someone else that will say, my name is Segun Jejelola. I have a passion for knowledge sharing. I enjoy meeting people. I enjoy solving problems. And most of my experience has been around this, both extracurricular and even paid employment. Out of the two introductions, which one sounds impactful? Can you ask yourself? Can you tell me about yourself? Can you hire you if you stand in front of an employer, would you bring more value to the organization or you'll be a cost center? Something to pause on, right? Yeah, I know. It's something that is worth pausing on. Before you go ahead to answer this question of would you hire you, I think it is unwise to think that successful companies become successful by being foolish. That in their stupidity, they just hire people because individuals are in dire need of jobs. It doesn't work that way. Organizations don't just hire for the sake of hiring. Don't forget the universal hiring rule. An organization will hire any individual as long as they are convinced that such hiring will bring more value than cost. That's the whole essence. It's not personal. It's not being sentimental. It's not about you at all. The organization would only hire when they know that individual will bring more value than cost. So you don't have to be sentimental about it. Now, every time an organization hire any individual, they hire such because it is useful. They hire because the individual will be more useful to the organization, will be more helpful to the organization, will be more important and more profitable to the organization compared to the cost of hiring that individual. That individual will bring much more. In an earlier episode of the podcast, when I was talking about the salary negotiation question, I said it's good. You could ask and tell the organization to say they should give you 10 times a particular salary amount or 10 times how much you are earning currently, as long as you are sure that you are bringing 20 times value to the organization. So it means if your definition of value means that the organization will be better off than you were added to that organization, then the organization will be willing to peg or to bet on hiring you. But if that's not the case, then it means you are not useful. It means you will not be hired. So I ask you a question again. Can you hire you if you were the hiring manager? Considering your positive outlook or your negative outlook, would you hire you? Considering how professional you are or otherwise, would you hire you? Considering your outlook to solving problems, ability to connect theoretical knowledge to business reality, would you hire you? So it's a question to ponder on. So that's why on today's episode of the podcast, it's short, precise. I want you to deeply sit down now, take a pen and a paper and answer that question on paper. Would you hire you? Thank you very much for listening to today's episode of the podcast. This is your host, Segun Akiede, signing out for today. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiede. To know more about Segun Akiede, follow his Twitter handle at Segun Akiede, at SegunAkiode, or visit his website www.segunakiode.com. See you next time.